This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, hey there. It's Captain Sandy here. Taking over this boat is not something I ever thought I would do. But when you get the call, you gotta answer it. Just like I received the call to start my own St. Lucia Tours this summer. Are you a group of lady-loving ladies that really can't wait to explore St. Lucia and find your own Jurassic Park? Well, look no further than Sandy's Sapphic Ships of the Sea. You'll get everything you want for women who like women. Golf, tennis, Paula Cole, golf, tennis, hemp and crafts, golf, Paula Cole, Ani DeFranco, my DJ set, golf, caftans, and exploring your favorite area with a lot of alcohol. I don't partake. Had a lot of problem with drugs and alcohol when I was younger. That's a different story. And we're going to be there for any of your excursion needs. Right, Puffers? So call us today, ladies only, especially tennis players.
Wow.
Sapphic Ships of the Ships Sea.
Sapphic. She's going to steal that from you.
Y'all, what an episode of Below Deck.
She's back.
So many things happened. We knew it was going to be Captain Sandy.
But we didn't know it was going to be this good already.
We didn't know she was going to walk in with such big Sandy energy.
Oh, boy.
Like she owned the place already. But in a weird way, the thing that I will never get over about Sandy is... The camera is going to see her best before you see her at her worst. You will see her cleaning with a mop before she completely reduces you to tears.
And Alyssa's saying, I've never seen a captain do this ever in my life.
Yeah. All that will end. All that will end by the end of her time. Yeah.
It's true. Y'all, this is Below Deck Season 10, Episode 5. His watch has ended.
Obviously, Game of Thrones reference.
Y'all, real quick, a couple announcements. We're on Kate Casey's show this week. We talked about some kind of end of year reality shows you should watch, and also reality shows and we're looking forward to. Talked about some docuseries stuff. So talked with Kate Casey about that. That episode aired on her show.
Today.
This show's dropping on Wednesday. Reality Life with Kate Casey. Also, Love in Paradise. You're going to see that drops on the free feed because we originally put it on Reality Gaze Plus at the $5 tier. When it came out on Discovery Plus. Well, now it is available. It's airing on TLC 2 on Monday nights. Two episodes are airing each night. So we're going to be dropping our recaps on Wednesday.
They are burning it all down before the end of this year starts.
It's really good, y'all. It's really good. It's actually one of our favorite iterations.
You can see Valentine with his Lego helmet hair.
It was Lego helmet hair. Again, I would argue and say I did enjoy Single Life, but I would almost say Love in Paradise was one of the best 90 day we had of 2022.
I would agree with you. And I think what made it so good is it's a limited number of episodes.
Yeah, so they crammed the good shit in there. It's not 18 episodes of Happily Ever After.
Or Jesus. 22. Or however you want to think about it.
You're not going to let that go for years.
No. This is egregious. This is egregious.
So be sure, a lot of stuff coming at you. Speaking of 90 Day.
This is our last podcast of 2022 to record.
Nope. Because we're doing the Love After Lockup.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We're doing one Love After Lockup. That's the only show we're going to be doing during our break. You said we did that last time, but I think we didn't because I think when we took our break, Love After Lockup was off for July 4th.
I think you're right.
So we actually had a full week off. We're not going to get that now just because WeTV gets its episodes early and they just started to see. So, and honestly, we're going to watch that show anyway because it's our favorite show. So it's a joy to talk about. That's on our $8 tier for some of you on Reality Guys Plus that just joined for Love After Lockup. There was something else. Oh, 90 Day Fiance. This is a Below Deck show, but 90 Day Fiance. We didn't know this information when we did our 90 Day show. It will be off on Christmas, but much to Poodle's surprise, it is airing on New Year's Day.
We won't be covering that day.
We're not going to be covering it. Yep. But it's,
we'll summarize what happens. It's the beginning of the tell-all.
It's the beginning of a tell-all, so we'll summarize the week after.
Of the four-part tell-all.
Well, I don't know if we can... We don't have a dick to sit on, so to speak, because we have a four-part tell-all with Ben and Ronnie from Watch What Crappens, about 1.5 hour movie. So, and it,
Falling for Christmas. We spent the first show completely, and we only got about 7 minutes in.
We really spent 45 minutes.
But we had a lot to talk about the show in general.
We did. So that's going to be for people on our Reality Gaze Plus on the video tier, the $15 tier, the Come At Us tier. You're going to get the video of that. You can actually watch us doing the podcast. For the rest of you on our Reality Gaze Plus, you can listen. Or for the $8 tier, people are going to get it on commercial free.
Commercial
free. It will be on the free feed show. So we're leaving you with plenty of content. We also recorded our AUA, Ask Us Anything. We had a ball covering that. So
it was fun.
It was really fun. That's going to be the week of Christmas too. So you're getting raw dogged over the holiday.
You're getting raw dogged. And I'm not.
All right. And I'm not either. I'm just sitting just with my mother alone. That's fine.
Buying her shoes.
Buying her shoes. All right, let's do this.
Let's jump in.
What's your first teabag?
I want to start out by saying I did not know how emotional I would get when Captain Lee was leaving.
Okay. Oh, God, I'm spilling my water all over me.
How about you let me talk and you drink your water?
Okay. Oh, God, it's spilling all over my butt.
I'm glad that you're ruining this moment when I'm talking about being emotional. It's okay. Not all on my butt. No, I was just going to say that everyone's crying. Captain Lee basically says, I'm no longer an asset. I'm a liability to my team. Thank you for putting up with me. Rachel says, I love you. Everyone's ugly crying, especially Camille, which means she has to completely butter up a new captain.
And totally. This is all of her work is gone.
Yeah.
What I loved about this, didn't you? She got a little teary, but I just love Rachel, and I love that Rachel held it together and actually really cried in front of Fraser. But you know that she wouldn't want to let the captain see her cry like that.
Yeah. No, Rachel's class. Yeah. Especially when she's saying cooter.
And Fraser kept it together, except for when he has a stew meeting and he starts crying and they all are crying. And he's like, it's any little fight you have in you, all those little fights we have, none of that matters. None of that matters because we know what's important. So let's put all that behind us and we've got this, right? We've got and this.
They all go, yeah. And that lasts like 7 minutes.
How long will this last? And y'all, literally two scenes later, Camille and Alyssa are just having out.
It's so anyway, interesting. Sorry, that
jumps all over.
That's my next teabag I want to talk about is that, and this kind of launches into, it really did take two people to make this powder keg. It really does take Alyssa's passive aggressiveness and
true.
And Camille, it's really interesting because they're both pushing each other's buttons in a way that that's the worst person to handle each other, or the worst person.
Because Alyssa was bitching to Haley about it, and yeah. Camille hears her because hello, they're on a boat. She's like, "What are you talking about? Are you talking about me?" And Haley kind of says, "I don't want to talk about it right now." And Camille.
That's the worst thing to do for Camille.
And Camille's like, well, no, let's talk about it. And Haley's like, I don't really want, or Alyssa says, I don't really want to. Do you think Alyssa should have said, well, this is a problem? Or do you think she should have said?
No, she should have said, we were talking about this. She should have been honest. She should have been, because here's the thing. Alyssa's very comfortable about bitching to her coworkers about how lazy Camille is. And in a way that's really not helpful.
No.
And martyrdom in that. And Haley knows it because Haley's like, ugh. Haley only sees it for what it is, that this is eroding the work they could be doing.
Yes.
And Alyssa sees it as a personal problem for her. Yes. And what's interesting. And then Alyssa says the worst possible thing like a girl in high school would to Camille. This takes Camille back to high school because here's what she says. Well, to be honest, everyone's saying you're lazy and you need to pick up the pace. That is like totally saying, well, you know what? Bobby Decker said that you were dumb.
Everybody said you're a horrible person, but I'm not going to give you anything specifically to work on.
Yeah. It is, y'all, this is the worst thing to do to Camille. And it's also not efficient. The problem is, I don't know if Alyssa has been given the kind of any kind of managerial collateral by Fraser to talk to her this way.
That's where it all goes back to, because the problem is, I think Alyssa is passive aggressive, just period, because we see the way she is kind of with Ross and Katie and how she's super passive aggressive. So that is her nature. And on top of that, Fraser has done nothing really to talk to Camille about this, and it's been built. And so Alyssa also doesn't feel safe talking about it with Camille because she doesn't feel supported. She won't say it, but she doesn't feel supported by her. And it goes back to what you said, way. This is the episode where Ross, who has a lot of experience, Ross makes Ben his lead deckhand in this episode, in episode 5, where Fraser promoted a second stew in the first episode.
Yep. And really, and in a way that did not determine what she would be doing.
No, and because I think he would have made, actually, I think he probably would have made Haley the second stew if he had waited 2 or 3 episodes.
I agree with you, because he would have seen that Haley is the most level-headed of all the people. I agree with you. However, I think Alyssa would have freaked out if Haley would have been made chief stew. So I think having two personalities of Alyssa and Camille working with you on the same team could not be worse.
Could not be worse.
Interiors are going to be a mess this entire season, I'm telling you right now. So, this is not going to be the last thing we hear. That was kind of both my teabag. What's your next one?
My teabag about kind of Captain Lee leaving, my only teabag about that was I love that Captain Lee fucking took Fraser's walkie because Fraser left his walkie and Captain Lee took it and Fraser had to go back and his last meeting was getting his walkie. It was just, you've watched a lot more and so I haven't seen as much, but if you just watch below.
He always has the person who has the walkie, who loses walkie, Captain Lee always has it.
He always had. So that was such a good jewel just for the kind of OG Below Deck fans that have been watching from a long time ago. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. I enjoyed it.
We just a little bit of Captain Lee, the end of that. Camille is talking to Fraser. Sorry, I missed Captain Lee. I was being fucked with. And
wow,
it's really interesting because I can see Alyssa's point, but God, she handles it terribly.
That is a good distinction.
Just mean girling her.
Mean girling, and also I'm always the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like martyrdom. I mean, but like to an extra level of she just lives in victimhood. And it's just, I'm sorry. It's hard for me to have sympathy for this white girl who dated the quarterback at a college school who just feels like life is always so hard for her. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Shut up.
I get that. I don't think she has any perspective on that. And it is real for her when she says it. I don't, on the other hand, trust Alyssa's presentation of who she is.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't think we fully know who Alyssa is.
Which, if I had to think about who I would trust on the boat least, it might be Alyssa.
I agree. You actually know who Camille is quicker than you know who. You know how to navigate with Camille. You don't know what to get with Alyssa.
And what's
weird,
because
I want to say this. If Camille leaves, because it's not looking good for
no,
Camille.
No, she's gone. Yep.
Alyssa will probably have a, unless it's a man, but if it's a woman, Alyssa probably will have a problem with the next two.
Agree. Especially if she's working with her and there's any type of, they're on not on the exact same page.
Yep.
What I wanted to talk about was, y'all, there's a new sheriff in town. As said before, you know, I run this boat. I'm here to take care of the crew. And so Captain Lee can get back and he can feel better. It's a tough call. When you get the call, you answer. And But I need to say, I want to get, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for him. But I'm here to say that I'm running the boat now, and I'm going to run the boat the way I want to run the boat.
Things change.
Things change.
I love it. But let's show him that we can be our best selves and show each other.
I'm going to help you lead your ship, but you're going to help me lead my ship, and together we can lead her. My ship together.
My ship. Because it was... his ship, but now
it's my ship.
My ship.
My
everybody
ship.
Just, everybody my just ship. Say that. My ship. My ship.
My chant ship it. Is what it is. Oh.
I love Bonnie Bedelia when she sings that. Or not Bonnie Bedelia.
What?
What's her name? Bonnie Bailey. What's that opera singer? Bonnie Reed.
Barbara Bonnie.
Barbara Bonnie.
Bonnie Bedelia. So Captain Sandy is talking to the like Raw. He's like, I've heard you're incredible. And she's like, but here's the thing. I want them to learn everything about the boat. Remember, it's a teaching boat. It's a teaching boat with Sandy.
It is a teaching boat with Sandy. That is very true. That's a great, because it is not with Captain Lee.
No,
it's a little bit with Captain Glenn, but Captain Lee just wants to get it done as quickly and efficiently as possible.
And this is going to be a problem because for her, for a yacht in the Caribbean, it's like high standard of service. The below deck service has always been more formal than mid.
True.
So it's just in the way they run a boat differently. There's going to be issues with the way Sandy tries to run this boat. And I can't wait to watch them happen.
We probably won't ever find it out, but I even bet there was issues between her and the engineers.
Mm-hmm. So y'all, the engineers have been doing anchor watch. Now they're going to put the crew on anchor watch, which is a thing in Med. They're always doing anchor watch.
It is on sailing yacht too.
They do, because there are no engineers.
And it was on Down Under as well. So I think
you're right.
So I think that I never realized that Below Deck is OG is the only one where we don't have an anchor watch.
Yeah. Well, they're usually bigger boats, the OG.
But they're going to get 2 hour break during the day because of it, but they're, yeah.
Can we talk about our guests? Gigi Fernandez. Yo, it's a lesbian boat. It's a lady-loving boat.
Well, let's just talk, but real quick, though, because it kind of is the same teabag, but it happens later. When Ross tells the crew about this night watch thing, Tony flips out because he can't do CrossFit in the morning anymore.
This really does feel like the first cracks of Tony. And all I can think of is this is your problem. You're not going to make it through the season.
He acts like that. He asked him to like completely just change his name. Like he's got to swim 2 miles every day to like, it was, I get it. Working out is your calmness. It kills your, but you're working on a ship.
Why can't you work out during your break?
Yeah, why does it always have to? I know you're used to doing it in the morning, but I went, oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a creature of habit, and he kind of freaked the fuck out. Anyway.
I just didn't want to bring that up again and talk about that, but I bring that up. I agree. I think this is cracks that we could see later. So, yes, let's talk
Gigi
about
Fernandez. Do you remember Gigi Fernandez?
I do remember Gigi Fernandez, but tennis is the only sport I'm actually interested in and play and actually watch professionally.
So. I remember Gigi Fernandez though. I remember her. It's good that she found a wife.
Oh yes.
Later on. And
I just want to say this, if there is a God, she's a lesbian because she just was able to give Captain Sandy, I mean, just a tennis player.
It could
player
not have been a better charter.
No, could not have been a better charter. I mean, oh.
And Rachel made a cake that looked like a clitoris.
It didn't look like a tennis ball. It was the worst fucking cake. It looked terrible.
It was terrible. The actual clitoris.
It was, yes.
They all dug in.
They all dug in. Or if you watch Love After Lockup, it looked kind of almost like a round fifi.
Yes, I know y'all are gonna say. Obviously, you've never seen a clitoris.
Obviously,
that's
you
what the button looks like for me.
I never have. Maybe you have, but I never have.
I've seen one. I don't have too much experience with it. I just bat at it like a cat would.
Wouldn't know.
Uninteresting. What's your next teabag?
My next teabag is I do love the way Ben is made lead deckhand. The way he knights him. It was a fun. It was just
cute.
I like it makes you think there's not going to be any problem with the deck crew, except for Ross is going to try to fuck every woman with a clitoris on this boat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a problem. I also do need to say, we saw Ben's naked ass and it is something to behold. I am on the train again.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I am on the train.
You shamed me. You shamed me and said
I just said I wasn't into him.
You said I wasn't into him. I heard shaming.
Well, that's your mistake. People always think I'm shaming them when I'm not. I think that's other people's problem, not mine. I also need to point out a couple of Captain Sandy-isms. Hey, you guys lock the closets, right? You know, so they don't, doors don't like flop open. Well, you know, the weirdest thing is I've noticed that some of them are open. Could someone get on that?
Yeah. Could someone get on that?
And Fraser's like, like, you might as well told Fraser his fly was down when he met the queen. That's what it was like.
Fraser.
By saying,
I'm sorry, I thought you were done. Go ahead.
No, that's it. Yeah.
I was just going to say, Fraser, I think he'll get along with Captain Sandy. However, Captain Sandy's going to trigger him. Now, we should bring up.
It's the way he says it'll make him crazy. Yeah.
Yes.
She'll
Rachel
make him crazy.
Will be fine because Rachel was the chef for Below Deck Med one season.
No.
Right?
They've never worked. Said, no.
Oh, because she said, it's actually good that I have a relationship with her.
No, he says she does not have a relationship with her.
Oh, I totally got that wrong. Well, never mind.
She's never worked with her before.
I think they're going to get along fine because Rachel's food's going to be good. I don't see it being a problem. Do you?
It will be a problem if Rachel is late with service. The food's never the problem.
That's true. Captain Sandy gets crazy if food is late.
Yeah.
I would pay someone money to have a Captain Sandy Rachel fight.
It would not be pretty.
It would not. So then my other teabag really is
Before you do that, we should take a quick break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
So, yeah. No one told me, but I'm going to be on deck now. I'm just going to be on deck. Y'all, Camille.
No. Can I ask you a favor?
Oh, God. Huge favor.
I don't have anything to do inside.
And I really want to ride that e-foil. That's what it's about. That is Camille, who basically says, she always says, can I ask a favor? Blah, blah. I don't have anything. Da, 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 da. And then she tries to slip in. And I really want to like go smoke a cigarette with Bobby.
Yeah. Like, that's
and
how
she
it works.
She thinks that people aren't going to see through it. It's like, I went, girl, like, you don't say what you really want to do. You just
no. This is the thing. It doesn't matter to her. She is testing every boundary. It is so important to her to know where boundaries are because of either the way she looked or for some reason she was able to get away with things, and it actually makes her crazy to get away with things. She needs to know where boundaries are. That's why she likes Captain Lee being there. And in fact, that's why she cried so much, because she understood where the boundaries were.
That's
so
true.
This is someone who is desperate for boundaries. She's not getting them with Alyssa. She's not getting them with Fraser. She just needs, she would do really well, and this is going to be really strange to say, she would do really well in the military. I know that's weird, but
I think she probably would.
Yeah.
I think she probably would.
So Ross basically says, this is not how it works. Fraser and I communicate. It's not about you deciding when you want to be on deck. And he says this
because she says, can you tell Fraser? Can you tell him?
And what's interesting, y'all, if you think about, compare the two ways that people are handling Camille here, between how Fraser handles Camille and even how Alyssa handles Camille. Razor. Ross basically says, look, you're not being respectful. You're being disrespectful. And we need to have a private chat over here so it's not in front of people. And he says, I don't have time for the drama. If you come in here cursing and screaming, this is not going to go well. And
because he said no, and she did like a teenager, said, but why? Why can't I do it? Why? So you're completely a teenager.
He's like, okay, I get that. But, and he's like, okay. She said, I apologize for my delivery. You're exactly right. And then she tells a story of she stood up to her principal in high school. She was expelled on the spot, got her GED, winning, and went to college.
Y'all,
she's a terrible, awful person, but she's great reality television. She is such good reality television.
Well, because if she's like narcissistic, but she is full on so fucking self-involved in the world revolves around her.
One of the reasons we're talking about this, she is unapologetically herself.
She is.
And that is so much more interesting because you actually understand her. You can parse what her motives are.
You can know how to place her in a cast.
Yeah.
Too.
There are other people who were not really sure.
Yeah.
Agreed. And like both Katie and Alyssa, we don't really know who they are right now. Because they're not really letting us. They're
I don't
both
think
kinda...
Katie is that interesting, honestly.
That's true. No, you're right.
So I think we've seen her. She's just not interesting.
I think what's your next one?
I think it's kind of just that Camille is kind of falling, and we'll talk about it more, but she is just kind of, I wrote, just having this breakdown. And so much of that, Ross goes to Fraser and talks to him. Ross says she's yelling, and Ross uses the term to Fraser, she's infecting my crew. Now she's coming to me more, and she's affecting my crew as well.
Yep.
So now everyone's having a problem with her. But it doesn't matter because there's a fire. There's smoke. There's a fire. There literally was an electrical fire. But as Captain Sandy said, everyone handled it fantastic, and I feel safe.
Boats catch on fire. They're on the sea. You got wires. Sometimes wires get in water. Boats catch on fire all the time. Y'all, the best thing about this is she came out there with her little suit on, without a bra. She's just
she was out. She was ready.
Love it.
You're looking at
my mother's right at the table. It reminds me of my mother when she would walk out. She would take me to school without a bra and her nightgown, but she'd have makeup on her face.
My mom would take me to school in her pajamas as well, without a bra. Did she have makeup? Sometimes she wouldn't.
My mom would be putting makeup on her face. Yeah. Very important.
Well, it's probably because my mother hates wearing a bra.
Mine does too.
Who does? I don't think any women like wearing a bra.
I would agree. I think, well, maybe some women who are really, really full-chested may feel good, so they just don't bang around.
Again, we know nothing
about
this.
We know nothing about this.
We don't. What's your next tea bag?
Where am I? Oh,
I asked that myself repeatedly during this podcast.
So, y'all, we hear from Haley that the secret to a good relationship is not communication. It's sucking dick. Secret.
Couldn't agree more.
The secret's out.
The secret's out. And you know, y'all, if you have questions about sucking dick, someone asked.
Listen to our AUA.
Someone asked about it, what tips for suck. And we went in. I think we talked about giving blowjobs for about 10 minutes.
Maybe not that long. At least 5. I just love how Haley. God, Haley's so great. Because she just kind of stares at. She knows what good. She knows how to make good TV without being an asshole.
Yes.
Mark my words. I really hope she's around for a long time. If she likes this, if she likes, I think she probably could like being a Bravo celebrity. It'd work well for her. She fits in well. She fit in well with the rest of them, I think.
Did you see that Kate Chastain's having a baby?
I did see that. I thought that was a joke for a minute, but I guess it's not.
Is she single doing a baby on her own?
Probably. Yeah.
Good for her.
So y'all, but the engineers got the boat. Sandy's fine with it.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. She's just drying her hair watching Webster.
Back at it.
Yeah.
What a Poodle is a little bit of a Haley, because if Jake could and he was in a predicament, he would masturbate with a toothbrush.
100% I would. I wonder which end was it? Was it the bristle end or the dull end?
We don't know a lot about women's masturbation.
I would think that the bristle end could be uncomfortable.
Maybe the other side of it, but yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. I don't know if I would want to put that little thing in my butt. Now, however, the other end sounds like a party.
I think it was the other end. What you learn on Reality Gaze, y'all.
But ladies, if you're on a trip and your husband's pissing you off and not giving you what you want, just masturbate with his toothbrush.
Yeah. I want to talk about one other thing. The fact that Rachel was making all these Puerto Rican dishes.
This looked
like the most tender rope of yeha I've ever seen.
It looked delicious.
It did not look like rope of yeha that you normally see.
No, that's true.
Yeah, normally it's stewed for a long time. Yeah. But it looked great, but I was like, that's not really rope of yeha. I wasn't going to argue.
All the food she was making, tostones and like picadillo, that's some of my favorite food ever.
We do need to talk about, we talked about Tony losing it earlier, but Captain Sandy is now helping clear the table and mopping. And that's when Alyssa's like, oh my God, you're amazing. And then I'm just going to cover this whole last little section, because this was such a fucking train wreck.
It's really kind of not a teabag. It's like a whole section.
Yeah. This was the scene that I watched with my mouth open.
Okay. So let's set the scene. It's Captain Sandy cleaning. It's 1 a.m.
Because Rachel's done her hard work.
She told Rachel, she said, you go to bed. We'll clean up. So Rachel goes to bed. Fraser's gone to bed. So now it's just Captain Sandy, Alyssa,
and Camille. The worst 60s girl group you've ever had.
They weren't called the Chevelles, they weren't called the Doo-Wops, they were called the Oh No's.
Yeah. So Camille says, and I guess she feels like Captain Sandy's her friend now, but And I think basically Captain Sandy tells Camille, "Hey, can you go to that laundry that's there?" And Camille's like, "Sure." And then,
Camille comes back up, and she doesn't see Captain Sandy around, and she says to Alyssa, because she's worried about getting in trouble, she said, "I do agree with you that Camille is very much, she does need the boundaries because she always is afraid of getting in trouble and doing the wrong thing. But she acts like she doesn't care about that, but she actually is very fearful." And so she says extremely. And she says to Alyssa, "Hey, sorry, I couldn't do that. Captain Sandy
pulled me away to do a job."
And Captain Sandy walks right up behind her and says, "What, poodle?
Hey, don't throw me under the bus."
No. That's next week.
Oh, sorry.
That's next week in the trailer. She shows next week. She says, "What? It's just laundry."
Oh, that's right. It's just laundry. And
Camille goes, I wasn't complaining. It was just, you know." And then Camille says then to Captain, "I wasn't complaining. She just gets upset at me a lot. So I have to tell her this."
And Alyssa's just like staring at her. And Alyssa's like,
"The
victim again?" And Camille's crying. And Alyssa and Sandy,
Camille goes off and starts crying, yes.
This is a problem. And I was kind of shocked at it was handled this way. But Alyssa is saying, she's like, again, this is something she should have gone to Fraser about instead of telling Captain Sandy on her first day.
On her first day.
And y'all, Captain Sandy, remember, is a micromanager. They don't know that about her. So
they This is basically like they are telling the serpent, "Hey, Adam's okay, but I've kind of been looking at some other... What do you think, serpent?"
Yeah. Eve is very easily convincible. Yeah. But here's the issue.
I should bring up Adam and Eve because we both have a lot of problems with that parable, but whatever.
Well, here's the issue. She basically says, "I'm having a hard time managing Camille."
Motivating.
She uses that word.
And y'all, she doesn't realize that's the perfect leadership word to say to Captain Sandy because I'm a motivator.
Yeah,
I motivate her.
Mm-hmm. I'm a motivate her.
Her.
You lead, you motivate. And to lead, you motivate a ship. And a ship goes.
So to lead her ship, I motivate her. And if she's pretty, I'll motorboat her too.
Exactly. So she says, "Unfortunately, oh, go to bed. I'll take care of it." Because Sandy thinks, "I can reach everyone." So Sandy says...
She actually says, too, "I think I'm motivating her right now."
Oh, this is the worst. This is the... What's going to happen now is now that Sandy has started to know that Camille's a problem, now she's going to take some type of stakes in it. And I can't tell you how awful this is.
It's so, and it is. We're going to talk a little bit, but the fact that Alyssa has no idea, because she goes back and is bitching to Haley and say, now she's bonding with Captain Sandy because she's playing the victim. And I went, "Oh, Alyssa, she's not bonding with Captain Sandy at all."
No. But this makes the problem get even worse because now we've involved Captain Sandy in the drama.
On her first day.
Yeah. Things never really get better when you involve Captain Sandy. So she basically, Captain Sandy's like...
goes up to Camille.
"Do you want to be on this boat?" And she's like, "Yes." And she's like, "Well, here's the thing. If I'm doing my job really well, and I always do, I work harder than anybody, you're going to want to do your job, and you're going to work really well because you are seeing me, and I inspire you to do your job really well because you want to be me because everyone does.
And you don't want to disappoint me if I'm doing my job."
What a crock this is.
I mean, and I have to say, You barely just added
anything. No, I barely changed anything what she said.
That is literally, y'all, what she said.
It's ridiculous. And Camille's like,
because how hard I want it. You don't want to disappoint me because how hard I want this.
And I think it's also different where everything Captain Sandy says smells a little like bullshit.
Oh, yes. A lot of like bullshit.
The way she's saying it. Yeah.
It's, she walks in and you smell methane.
Yeah. And anyway, y'all, this is not going to get better. Later on later
she smells
on,
like methane and Red Door.
Red Door. Next week's preview already has Camille talking crap about Sandy.
And over the walkie.
Over the walkie, and Sandy's and like, don't throw me under the bus.
And at this episode's end, you see Captain Sandy walk off and just say, this is a fucking nightmare.
I'm telling you, they could have not chosen a worse captain to be involved with this interior crew.
Or
I promise you.
A better captain for us. I'm calling this now. I think this is going to be one of the best seasons of Below Deck we've seen in a long time.
She's going to make such a mess of this, and I can't wait. That's all I've got.
And she's going to say later
on. My mother's talking to Muffin if you hear someone talking.
I can't hear it all. What'd she probably say? Muffin, I'm just sitting here rapping by myself.
Muffin, are you sitting there at your bed? Do you need to go outside? Do you need to pee?
Are you going to have to go on another road trip with Muffin again today?
No, not planning on that.
Y'all, that's the show. That, except for our one Lalu show, y'all, happy Christmas. Have a happy holiday. This is it for us. We're done for a hot minute. Have a wonderful holiday. Have a good Festivus for the rest, or just a Sunday.
Joyous Kwanzaa.
Whatever you fucking celebrate. And if you don't even want to celebrate, that's fine too. All right, everybody. That's the deal.
Happy winter solstice.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm celebrating. The winter solstice.
If you're KD Lang, you're celebrating the winter solstice.
Exactly. We will see y'all in the new year.
A great remix of Constant Craving.
Constant Craving. Had a little hiccup. Have a happy new year, everybody. And until then, we will what, Poodle?
That's the wrong setup.
It's the wrong setup.
We tell you, Angus again!
Time.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.